This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Tuesday the U.S. is dealing another powerful blow to Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
On top of earlier tough sanctions, the president's now taking a step he'd resisted for weeks, banning all Russian oil imports, which will hurt Vladimir Putin's ability to fund the offensive.
We will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war.
The move's aimed at what the president calls the Russian economy's main artery.
But there will be cost as well here in the United States.
Though Russian oil only makes up a small part of U.S. imports, gas prices here have already hit a record high average, $4.17 a gallon per AAA. The president warns they will keep rising. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Russia's offensive in Ukraine continued Tuesday, with Ukrainian officials reporting Russian aircraft bombed cities in the eastern and central areas of the country overnight, as well as shelling in the suburbs around the capital, Kyiv. The British Defense Ministry reports Russia has met with surprising resistance in its march to the capital. They report Ukrainian special forces destroyed over 20 Russian helicopters on the ground overnight. Civilians in some parts of Ukraine besieged by Russian forces were able to evacuate Tuesday, fleeing in buses or on foot amid temporary ceasefires. In one instance, people were leaving the eastern city of Sumy, where hours earlier, a Russian airstrike on a residential street killed at least 21 civilians, according to local authorities. The UN Refugee Agency reported Tuesday that more than 2 million people have fled Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion on February 24th, more than half of them had gone to Poland. This is VOA News. American biotechnology firm Moderna has announced plans to build a $500 million vaccine production facility in Kenya. Once built, the facility will produce about a half a billion doses of vaccines per year, including vaccines for COVID-19 and HIV. Health experts say the U.S. and African Union-supported facility will help address vaccine inequities in Africa. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said the partnership with Moderna can help his country and Africa respond to future health crises. Kenyan virologist Rosemary Sang agrees.
The idea of companies in the West coming to set up vaccine production centers in Africa is a move in the right direction, because it is going to ensure that we are close to the rest of the world in terms of preparedness for disease prevention. I think we have learned a lot of lessons from what happened in the world during the COVID pandemic, how Africa was also affected, but when it came to intervention and the distribution and mobilization of resources, especially vaccines, Africa was almost nowhere.
Moderna said the center will be used to supply vaccines to 55 African countries. The leader of the far-right Proud Boys group was arrested and charged Thursday for his alleged role in the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Henry Enrico Tarrio wasn't present at the riot, but the Justice Department said he was involved in the conspiracy to stop Congress from certifying the results of the 2020 election. In a statement, the Justice Department said although Tarrio is not accused of physically taking part in the breach of the Capitol, the indictment alleges he led the advanced planning and remained in contact with other members of the Proud Boys who did storm the Capitol January 6th. The 38-year-old Tarrio had been arrested 2 days before January 6th for vandalizing a Black Lives Matter banner at an historic African-American church. Tarrio is scheduled to appear in a federal court in Florida later Tuesday. The U.S. southeastern state of Florida's Republican-dominated legislature Tuesday passed a bill which forbids instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade, rejecting a wave of criticism from Democrats that it marginalizes LGBTQ people. The measure, which opponents called the Don't Say Gay bill, now moves to the desk of Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who is expected to sign it into law. Since its inception, the measure has drawn intense opposition from LGBTQ advocates, students, national Democrats in the White House, and the entertainment industry. Reporting via